Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on showing kindness to parents and maintaining family ties. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah ta'ala khalaqa al-khalqa hatta idha faragha minhum qamat ar-rahim faqalat hadha muqamu al-a'idhi biki min al-qati'ah. هذا مقام الأعيذ بك من القطيعة قال نعم أما ترضين أن أصل من وصلك واقطع من قطعك قالت بلى قال فذلك لك ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأوا إن شئتم فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم متفق عليه. وفي رواية للبخاري فقال الله تعالى من وصلك وصلته ومن قطعك قطعته. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala created the creation and when he had them, so Allah Ta'ala created the whole creation, and when Allah Ta'ala was finished with the creation, creating, then ties of kinship stood up and said, family ties stood up. This is an expression Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says that one of two things: either Allah Ta'ala created an angel, a certain angel, to take the form of family ties and then speak, to stand up on that occasion after Allah Ta'ala had created the creation. Allah Ta'ala, either he created an angel to stand up in the form of family ties, or Allah Ta'ala itself, Allah Ta'ala gave the qudrat to family ties itself to take a form and now to speak. So this is the way Allah Ta'ala would have done it, that family ties stood up and family ties said that this is the place of the one who seeks refuge in you from severing ties. In other words, family ties stood up and said, this is the position of the one who is seeking protection from you, O Allah, from the one who severs family ties. Allah Ta'ala said, yes, does it not please you that I join those who join you and I sever those who sever you? Allah Ta'ala now is telling family ties, after it stood up and made the statement, Allah Ta'ala is telling family ties, does it not please you that I will join the one that joins you and I will cut off, I will sever the one that cuts you off? Ulama explain what is meant by this, that I will join the one that joins you. Means Allah Ta'ala will join that person who joins family ties, Allah Pak will join him with his special mercy. Allah Ta'ala will join him with special rahmat. Allah Ta'ala will join him with his special favors. And Allah, what it meant by Allah will cut that person off who cuts off family ties, means Allah Ta'ala will keep him distant from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will sever him from all the special mercies and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, when Allah Ta'ala asked this question to family ties replied, indeed Allah, then Allah Ta'ala said, that shall happen. In other words, what I've offered you and what you've accepted, that is what's going to happen. The person that joins family ties, I will join him with my mercy, my rahmat, my shafqat. And that person that breaks off family ties, I will break him off from my mercy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read if you wish. In other words, read this ayat of the Quran if you wish. What is the ayat? It is possible that if you are given authority, you will spread corruption on earth and sever family ties. These are the people whom Allah Ta'ala has cursed. They are such people that are deafened and blinded. Surah Muhammad. Such serious warnings for the people that sever and break family ties. A narration of Bukhari Sharif has it that I shall join those who join you and sever those that sever you. Allah Ta'ala is saying himself that I will join those that join you and I will sever those that sever you. Slight difference in the wording of the hadith, but the purport and the meaning is the same. Here we learn how serious it is. This family ties is not something that is to be taken lightly. It's something that we should take seriously. Yes, all the time a person may be not possible. Different family members, as you were explaining yesterday, Allah Ta'ala has given different family members different rights. And all the time it won't be possible for a person to go, or all the time it won't be possible for a person to meet and greet every family member all the time, because everyone is busy. But what is required of a person at that time, he should do. In other words, his relationship with his mother should be, and father should be of a much higher level. Relationship with the brothers will be of a different level. Relationship with the khalas and the chachas, the father's brothers, will be of a different level. But everyone's relationship should be maintained. And the bare minimum, ulama explained, is that a person finds out how you're keeping. Is there any khidmat I can do for you? He keeps that type of contact, khairiyat, how's everything. In other words, there's some type of verbal contact, and the higher level will require more physical assistance, for example, parents, monetary assistance when he's got parents and close family members who are in need. So that will be of a higher level, and the lowest level is where a person just finds out how you are, meets them on certain occasions. So this is the bare minimum. Therefore, we should see that there should never be a situation where Allah Ta'ala save us, where for dunyawi reasons, unfortunately this has become so common in the world we are staying in, that brothers are not speaking for worldly reasons. There's some tiff that they had as far as the dunya is concerned, whether it's some estate matter, whether it's some partnership matter, some business matter. Now brothers don't want to speak to each other. This is not part of deen. The bare minimum we should do is make salam, find out how the person is. Sometimes a person won't agree with another person's mizaj, way of thinking. There's no harm in not spending much time with that person. But the bare minimum is find out how's everything, salam. And the person can thereafter move away. But this maintaining of family ties is something which is very, very important. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.